Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scherzer's going game two. Strasburg's going game three. Scherzer's going two. I think Patrick Corbin may be going three. Steven Strasburg going four. So you're going to be able to throw three. You're going to have pitching matchups, advantages in games two, three, and four, no matter what. And there's a chance you only got to see Jack Flaherty once because St. Louis decided to let him pitch in a 10-0 game. Again, we'll see if it comes back to get him, but it's one of those decisions that seemed questionable in real time, and now you know you're getting ready to face Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin back-to-back-to-back in this thing, and you might only get one start out of Jack Flaherty. It could be a decision St. Louis ends up regretting. Either way, a game one tonight, it's Miles Mikolas against Angibal Sanchez. First pitch is going to be at 7:08. St. Louis, like I told you, minus 130 on the money line tonight, but underdogs in the series. You can watch it on TBS.
Story number three.
Coco Gauff became a big thing in tennis this past summer because she was this young phenom doing things that we'd never seen done. Earlier today, she did another thing that we hadn't seen done in a long, long time. She advanced to the semifinals of a WTA event down in Austria, over in Austria, and she is the youngest player to reach, because she's only 15 years old, to reach a semifinal of a WTA event in 15 years, since 2004. And so that'll be another significant storyline this weekend, because can this 15-year-old American win a WTA event, or at least advance to a final of a WTA event? It's a very rare thing for somebody this age to be operating at this level. It won't overshadow college football or the NFL, and probably not even the Major League Baseball playoffs, but still a significant sports moment that could be on the verge of happening this weekend.
Story number four.
El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, came out earlier today on Netflix. I guess it dropped last night at midnight.
Yeah, like 2 a.m., I think.
Yeah, I can't get involved in that. I saw some people on Twitter, they were talking about, yeah, we're going to watch it when it drops. Like, nah, I'll wake up in the morning.
A little late.
Yeah, I can't stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning. That doesn't make much sense at this age.
No.
But I said, I will wake up tomorrow.
Okay.
And after I do whatever I need to do, then I will lay down and watch the Breaking Bad movie, because it did feel like the type of thing that if you watch it, if you don't watch it immediately, it's going to get spoiled for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to spoil it for you, Bennett, or anybody else. But I will say this. If you didn't love Breaking Bad, and certainly if you didn't watch Breaking Bad, you got no interest in this.
There's no reason. It's not like standalone
it's
at
not,
all.
No.
Okay.
I don't think you'd be interested at all.
That's good, though. So it ties in pretty well to Breaking Bad, you're saying.
It's like it picks up from the very end of Breaking Bad.
Okay. That's awesome.
It is a continuation story from that moment. And for people, I guess I won't ruin Breaking Bad either, but Jesse Pinkman, who was Walter White's sidekick, he has been held captive by like neo-Nazis, and he ends up breaking out of there thanks to the help of his old pal Walter White, Heisenberg, if you will.
That's right.
And
say my name.
And that's what we see. Just Jesse, you know, he's leaving the scene in an El Camino, and that's the last thing we see of Jesse. This picks up right there.
Okay.
And so if you didn't watch Breaking Bad, you're not going to be interested in this. If you didn't love Breaking Bad, you're not going to be interested in this. If you did love Breaking Bad and you did watch Breaking Bad, it's perfectly enjoyable. It feels exactly like a Breaking Bad episode, like a two-hour episode, but still an episode. But I will say this. Seems unnecessary.
Oh, to make the movie?
Yeah.
I thought the same.
Like we didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with some shows that end, there are real questions. You go like, well, I wonder what happened to that person.
To Tony Soprano.
I wonder what happened to Tony Soprano.
Right,
although
right.
I think we know.
Sure.
But like, there are people still debate that to this day. Like, I'd love to know, like, definitively what happened right then in that moment. With Breaking Bad, like, have you ever thought for a second? Like, I wonder what happened to Jesse.
No.
I never even thought about it for a second.
Well, it's funny. Me and my wife were talking about, we actually watched the finale again last night just to kind of get ready for El Camino. And the thing about Breaking Bad is we talk about, like, these great shows. Like, we've talked about it recently, you know, The Wire, Sopranos, shows that were, like, known as, like, the greatest shows in TV history. I think Breaking Bad probably had the most the best finale.
Satisfying
the
finale.
The most satisfying finale.
Like, you didn't hate it.
No.
Like, there are other finales of shows that, like, really did not do the show justice.
Agreed.
Lost, I thought, was not very good.
That show ended terribly.
The show was great watching it, and then you got to the end, and you're like, that feels like I might have just wasted years of my life. Breaking Bad did not have that. People who were diehard Breaking Bad fans largely liked the way the show ended. And so, unless you were just one of these weirdos going, I wonder whatever happened to Jesse Pinkman, like, I didn't ever really need to know what happened to Jesse Pinkman. Like, I didn't really care. But if you've wondered that, this will give you the answer.
Okay, I like it.
You'll know exactly what happened to Jesse Pinkman. So, unnecessary. Like, I don't think it answers these questions that people were dying to have answered, but it's an enjoyable 2 hours of television for any Breaking Bad fan. So, do with that what you will. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, get this. I'm getting free delivery on my groceries this month.
Free? How are you doing that?
Just by using code HOMEFREE on the Walmart grocery app.
That's for all your groceries? What about fresh fruit for your kids' lunches?
Free delivery.
Veggies for weeknight dinner?
A free delivery.
And that dinner party you're hosting?
Free delivery. Sorry.
Use code HOMEFREE to get free delivery all month. Walmart. Save money, live better. $50 minimum. Offer expires October 31st.
Christian Brothers University is committed to preparing graduates to address complex problems and deliver innovative solutions on the job. We offer flexible degrees and graduate certificates that work for you. Interested in getting an MBA or master's degree in education? Maybe you're considering advancing your career with a grad certificate in engineering management or data analytics. Or maybe our physician's assistant program has your interest. Get details by attending CBU's upcoming graduate information session. Register online at cbu.edu/graduate. That's cbu.edu/graduate.
What's the difference between good and great? Good is getting a haircut you love. Great is getting it for $5.99. It's time for the $5.99 Great Haircut Sale at Great Clips. And when you use online check-in to stop in for our best sale of the year, you'll not only save money, but time too. Download our online check-in app to snag a great haircut for just $5.99. The Great Haircut Sale at Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
The $5.99 Great Haircut Sale runs October 12th through October 18th.
Visit our Memphis area salons.
Cool fall evenings will be here before you know it. Will you be getting the most out of your furnace? With a simple phone call to Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, you can ensure your home comfort system is operating at peak efficiency. Our $95 central heating system tune-up ensures your furnace is operating safely and efficiently and reduces the likelihood of a breakdown so you can enjoy worry-free comfort all season long. Call us today to schedule your furnace tune-up at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Divorce can be a difficult process, so don't trust your family and future to one of those national cookie-cutter law firms. If you're getting divorced or want help with custody, adoption, or wills and estates, contact Justin Thomas and the deeply experienced Memphis lawyers of Thomas White and Gill at MemphisFamilyLaw.com.
Need new tires? Check out the all-new Cooper Discoverer AT truck and SUV tire. With superior highway performance and handling on rocky and gravel roads. Cooper Tires, American-owned since 1914. Now available exclusively at your Walmart Auto Care Center.
Your nationally ranked and undefeated Memphis Tigers football team is back in action on Saturday, October 19th against AAC foe Tulane. This is a big game in the race for AAC dominance, and a loud and proud Memphis home crowd is necessary. Single game tickets start at just $20 and are available today at GoTigersGo.com. Come out and see one of the nation's most exciting teams and root your nationally ranked Tigers on to victory. Memphis versus Tulane on Saturday, October 19th at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee.
MedPost Urgent Care is now open in East Memphis, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week, across from Oak Court Mall. MedPost is a proud partner of St. Francis Healthcare.
Get ready for a big old chunk of California funk as War comes to the Fitz Casino and Hotel Friday, October 18th. Oh, and bring a friend.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian. He's the host of the Jeff Calkins Show to us weekdays from 9 to 11. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Can you hear this in the background?
I can hear, yes. The answer, the simple answer would be yes. Where are you right now?
I'm at a secret location.
It doesn't sound very secretive. Sounds like a lot of people know about it.
What is that? Can you hear? Can you tell the song? I don't know the song. Hang on, listen. Kind of a secret location I can't reveal.
Are you at a Kanye West album release party?
Is that what this is? Is this Kanye?
For Jesus is King. Are you at a Jesus is King release party?
That's exactly God, you nailed it. First time out.
Well, I'm glad he finally went ahead and released the album then. That's encouraging.
I'll go where it's quieter. Hold on. Wait 1 second.
What are you doing that's so exciting on a Friday afternoon?
It's a secret location. What part of secret do you not understand?
Almost every part. I don't really have that many secrets. I mean, I do. I guess I do. But I'm not.
Anyway,
I'm better at keeping my own secrets than I am other people's.
Yeah, I
don't value other people's secrets nearly as much as I value my own.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad at every kind. You know. So, anyway, how are you?
All right.
I get it. It's quieter.
Blink. If this is a yes. Did the Chinese government force you not to speak about where you're at right now?
That's exactly right.
Careful.
The Chinese government has told me that I may not speak about whatever. Exactly right. And since I'm being paid billions of dollars, I decided to keep quiet about it. You know?
Listen, I have talked about this subject throughout the week and today as well. And one of the things I've tried to do is like explain why it is, you know, whether it's Steve Kerr, LeBron James, anybody else, Adam Silver, why they've gone quiet for the most part on this topic. And it's business. I mean, it's hundreds of millions of dollars at stake. And I'm not making excuses for them. It's just an explanation for why, you know, Steve Kerr doesn't hesitate to speak up against President Trump, but does hesitate to speak up against Communist China. And it's because the league will not be harmed by President Trump in any way, whereas the league can be harmed financially by the Chinese government. Again, not.
Right, but then the question is that people are like, oh, that's great. You only have principles when money's not at stake? That's what they say, right?
That is. Well, like, listen, I've got it on Twitter. People are absolutely saying that. Somebody said, this is what a lack of courage looks like. This is what a lack of courage looks like. If you only care when it doesn't cost you, then you don't care. And, like, listen, I get all that, except, you know, I'm also practical. And, you know, Ben and I were goofing around in the last segment. I said, Bennett, ask me what I think about the protesters in Hong Kong with no strings attached. And then I gave, you know, a pretty surface level answer, but in support of the people in Hong Kong. I said, now, Bennett, ask me the same question, but remind me before I answer, it might cost me $100 million. My answer would be different. It just would be. And this isn't unique to basketball players. It's not unique to China. It's not unique to the right or the left. We all, as people, not all. I shouldn't speak for everybody.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Why do just take a? We know whatever. Like 80-90% of people in this country think that reasonable gun regulations are reasonable, right? So why do Republicans, by and large, do whatever the NRA says.
Because they're bought and paid for.
Right. And why? Yeah, exactly right. And the same thing. Why did Democrats, by and large, do what unions or whatever, like, say? Because, you know, like, yes, it's all shaped by money. You know, at the margins, there are things that aren't. And, you know, we've gone over this a lot. I thought Steve Kerr's answer, honestly, I thought Pop was great. Like, okay, Pop is not talking about China, right? What's worse, that or a president who is supposed to talk about stuff, not literally commenting when a guy is hacked to pieces at an embassy?
Right.
Like which is when the president doesn't say anything about a guy getting hacked to pieces in the embassy. Why? Because we have interest in Saudi Arabia, right? Like, is that so? Whatever. Like, that's, does that have a lot of courage there? Like, I don't really know. The part that I object to is the idea that it undermines everything they say about anything. The idea that Steve Kerr can't comment on gun issues when his father was gunned down because he's not talking about China, and it makes him, therefore, he has nothing to say about anything, is ridiculous. He has passion about that thing. He's deeply involved in that thing. That's a thing that he is interested in. And it doesn't mean, because he's not commenting on China, I don't think he did it because it's popular or made him money or anything else. It's just something he believes in. And the idea that LeBron James can't talk about issues in Black America when he is a Black American and actually knows about those things and feels those things, I don't think he did that because it made him money. He wasn't like wearing I can't breathe T-shirts because it weighed, whatever. It was, those are things that matter to him. And at some level, I suspect, honestly, he doesn't know a flippant thing about Hong Kong, like I didn't until I started reading it. And yes, does money have something to do with it? Of course money has something to do with it, just like it does with every politician and everyone else. It's in the end, corporations do what they're made to do, which is make money. Like, that's what the NBA ultimately is. I honestly think the fact that Adam Silver has not completely capitulated, in the end he has said, we're not going to let people, we aren't going to tell what people what to say, he has, in fact, ticked them off. They took all their corporate logos off the floor. The Chinese companies did when they played the basketball game. So do I wish they'd done more? Yeah, I wish they'd done more. But I wish corporations weren't just driven by profit. But that's the way they're made.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Like, the media rights is $200 million annually, give or take, in China. And, you know, they have the power to just say, we don't have Twitter in China. We don't have South Park in China. Say one more word, and we won't have the NBA in China either. Like, that's the other thing here is that, and again, nobody's making excuses for anybody. Just trying to explain. You know, if you are the NBA, you can take a stand against the state of North Carolina and actually bring about change, or at least help bring about change in the state of North Carolina, with minimal cost, if not no cost whatsoever. Your voice matters in the United States in a ways that it just does not matter in China. So there's that. And then in the United States, I don't care about the president goofing on Steve Kerr or, you know, some redneck talking about, we don't need to share bathrooms with whoever. Like, those people don't hurt your bottom line. But when China has made it perfectly clear, we can and will hurt your bottom line, and keep talking, you won't change anything except for your bottom line, perhaps your salary cap, your basketball revenue, then it makes people think a little more. And my buddy Andrew said on Twitter, you know, it was just at some point in the past year, Steve Kerr actually retweeted in support of the protesters in Hong Kong. But that is before I'm confident Steve Kerr understood the stakes of what a tweet like Daryl Morey's tweet could possibly do, which is why he would never retweet it today or speak on it in the way that he spoke on it before. Like, I don't have a problem with the NBA, you know, being a business and, like, understanding the stakes here. I am a little troubled, if I'm being honest, by the fact that they agreed to have no media availability. No,
I honestly think, you know, here's the counter argument would be the NBA. It's just, yes, there's money at stake, but whether it's James Harden, if he stands up and says the Chinese are, you know, being
miserable the folks of Hong Kong, he doesn't become poor, you know.
Yeah.
And the owners, if they don't become poor if they don't do this, they don't get to become as rich, right? They don't get as much money pouring in. And so the question, you make a reasonable argument. I mean, should it? I understand money's money, but like in the end, this isn't about putting food on the table or anything else. This is about, am I going to make another $200 million on top of the whatever it is, on top of the hundreds of millions that I already make? And shouldn't there, in the end, be some principles involved? And once they're told that they can't make the players available or Adam Silver available, shouldn't they have said, fine, then we're not going to play and come home?
I think that's what I would have done.
There are some things that are worth whatever, and we're going to keep our integrity as a league, and yeah, and just come home. I wish they'd come home.
I wish they'd have come home too. Like I understand why Steve Kerr refuses to answer the question the way so many people want him to answer it, or LeBron James, or even Adam Silver. What I don't understand, or what I have a harder time understanding, is how you could agree to parameters in China that you would never agree to in the United States. Like, we, as media people, sort of roll our eyes when a college coach wants to close his locker room. Like, what? Like, come on. You know, like, you know, everybody's adults here. Let's talk about it. For the NBA to agree to not even have the questions asked, like, it's one thing for the NBA to say, listen, we've talked to our coaches, we've talked to our players. They understand what to say and what not to say. I get that. But for to just concede the whole conversation, like not even allow the questions to be asked, I think that's probably a step too far, and I do wish the NBA would not have buckled on that issue.
Okay, now take your argument, though. I mean, because I was listening to Rachel Nichols basically say, I was driving in yesterday, I was in the ESPN, and she said, they couldn't go home because they didn't want to insult the Chinese, et cetera. Well, what if, Gary, and I'm saying we're not going to agree to these terms. If you don't let the players talk and if questions are asked, we just won't play. What if that had caused a breakdown, and they knew that had caused a breakdown such that the Chinese would say, forget the $200 million rights deal or whatever it is. And I think they should have just paid that. Honestly, that's what I think. Because in the end, Robert Parra doesn't need more money, and James Harden doesn't need more money. And I do believe they should have at that point said, no, yeah, this is an American enterprise. We don't behave like that. And I do think I wish they had. I wish they had just come home is what I wish.
What Adam Silver said earlier in the week after initially, I think, bungling this is that, you know, we're not going to apologize. And that was sort of where he drew the line. Like, we regret that this happened and we'll try to shut up going forward, but we're not going to apologize on behalf of Daryl Morey. And that's sort of where he drew the line. He didn't draw the line at if the stakes are really, and he also said, and I think this is important, he said, and we'll deal with the consequences of that. We understand there will be consequences for not apologizing, and we'll deal with those consequences. But what he subsequently established is that, you know, the line is at a very specific place. We won't apologize for what Daryl Morey said, but we will agree to not even speak to anybody for the rest of the time we're here. And I wish the line would have been moved a bit further in the other direction. I understand that it's real money, and it's easier for me to say what I would do when it's not about to cost my owners, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. But what I'd like to think I'd do is say essentially what you said. We are an American enterprise. We are not going to be censored. We understand how to be good business partners, and we will keep that in mind going forward. But you're not going to censor us and quiet us, muffle us in the way that you're attempting to. And if that's really the conditions under which you're telling us we must play this game, then we will not play this game.
Yeah, I think they should have said that, but they obviously didn't, and here we go, and it gives people the chance. And this is the other thing that bothers me. I've said this before, but it gives people who literally in every circumstance say stick to sports, stick to sports, stick to sports. Now they're being mocked for not sticking to sports for because they're not, you know. And it gives people the chance who really have no interest in the players speaking out about anything to just mock them. For the fact that they're not speaking out on this thing. And I would argue that it has nothing to do with
with anything except for their desire to mock players for, on, let's be honest, for speaking out about the Black Lives Matter stuff in the first place. That, right. That's the only real agenda here, is it gives its people a chance to mock athletes who do have some causes that they're interested in, and to say that they have no credibility, et cetera. I don't think that it means that Steve Kerr doesn't have credibility when it comes to guns, when his father was gunned down, the fact that he did not talk about this, but whatever. Yeah, I mean, I do agree. I wish they'd come home.
Yeah, I got no respect for the people screaming that. If they are also somebody who's ever screamed, just shut up and dribble. Like,
right. If they're folks who applaud the athletes speaking out on a whole variety of issues and then want them to speak out on these issues too and upset for that reason, that's cool. You're being consistent. And as soon as I saw this thing, I tweeted how embarrassing it was for the NBA, because I think it is embarrassing for the NBA. And so if you're on the side that you want players and a league to stand for something more than making money, and you were back then and you are now, then that's consistent, and I understand it. If you only want them speaking out now and wanted them shutting up then I don't have a lot of regard for your opinion.
Right, and I'm pretty consistent on this. I want them speaking up then. I would prefer them speak up now. But I understand why they're not, and that's the only point I've tried to make. At a buddy point out on Twitter, like, again, you can't just think of this as LeBron James is worth $500 million. He could speak up in whatever ways he wants to. If he wanted to, he's being a coward right here. It's not that black and white. Imagine if Bennett looked at me in a commercial break and he said, "All right, listen, we're going to come out of this break, and I'm going to ask you a question. And you can do whatever you want with it. But if you answer this question honestly, it is going to cost 92.9 $5 million. And that will impact everybody's bottom line.
Right.
For your bosses, your colleagues, your own. So just keep that in mind before you answer that question. You are free to do it, and I know what your conscience says. And I know what you feel about this, but if you say what it is you want to say, it is going to cost me, you, your bosses, your friends, your colleagues, lots and lots of money. I would have to take that into account. And that is again, we're talking about it on a much higher level with the NBA, and we're talking about it with people who are already worth tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. But essentially, you know, they understand that speaking out on this will not be without real financial consequence to themselves and others, and that I'm not condoning it. I'm not applauding it. I'm just saying, I get it. I understand.
Right. No. And yes. Yep. I agree to all of us, Gary. 100%.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here, 92.9 FM ESPN. Before I let you go, I know you opened your show earlier today, talking about you were at the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame last night, and though. I don't want to say you dreaded the evening, because you didn't, but it's like it lines up to be a long, possibly boring evening, and I gather that it turned out to be the opposite of that. Maybe just as long as you anticipated, but certainly not a...
First of all, they inducted 22 people in 2 hours, which is unbelievable. And I wasn't dreading it at all. I was just... But to me, I went in thinking, is this going to take forever?
I can barely get through four notable stories inside of like...
is this going to take forever?
Right.
And I would almost for the half of the athletes and stuff, I was thinking, do they really like, does Tim McCarver need to be in another Hall of Fame? Does Claude Humphrey, who's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, need to be in this Hall of Fame? And what really struck me about it was how much it meant to everyone, how much it meant to Tim McCarver to be recognized by his... the place where he grew up, how much it meant to Bill Dance, how much it meant, I said this before, Penny Hardaway, we moved, Penny Hardaway was inducted, and at first we thought he wasn't going to come because he's busy, and then when he came, we moved him from eighth in the list of inductees to third, so he could get out of there, you know, honestly, we just flipped it around, we flipped the video, we thought he'd drop in and leave, and Penny stayed the whole time. And Penny stayed because I think he was enjoying himself. I think he felt honored to be part of this, and it means something. Keith Lee was there, as I said, and Keith Lee not only was there, he got 60 tickets for friends and family, and that's a guy who doesn't like do any of this stuff. And so, to me, what it represented was people who. It's wonderful to be honored by your hometown, and then. I really think they have a real sense of pride about being from Memphis that runs counter to what we always hear about this inferiority complex. Whether they were inducted because they rode a horse in the Olympics, or because they were baseball player, or because they were a football player, or because they owned a team, there was this shared love and pride in Memphis that was just incredibly striking.
The column is at dailymemphian.com. Its headline, Memphis Throws a Hall of Fame Night. You can read it at dailymemphian.com. Jeff Calkins will be back in studio Monday at 9 o'clock. Thank you. Enjoy your secret location.
Yep. See you, man.
Bye-bye. Where do you think he's at, Bennett?
I don't know. I mean, I figured it could be Memphis Sports Hall of Fame related, but that was last night, so it's got to be something else. What do you think? I mean, there was loud music going on.
I felt like there was music going on. Where is there a party at 5 o'clock on a Friday?
I don't know.
Where do you run into a party? I used to know these types of things. I knew exactly where you could find a
but
party
Jeff
at 5
wouldn't
o'clock.
Be at a party at 5 o'clock on a Friday.
I don't think Jeff would have any better grasp for where the parties are at 5 o'clock on a Friday than I would
at
this age. What do you think he's getting involved in there?
I don't know. Like, is it like a, you know, I would say midlife crisis?
Yeah, I don't think it's that. No. I think he's been through that probably.
Yeah, you think so? Okay.
I hope
so. Well, that's good.
I feel like I witnessed that part for
him. You did witness that? Okay, well.
I feel like I walked him through it.
Okay, good. Well, man, I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to get back to his youth and, you know, go dance the weekend away.
Maybe
he's
watched 3 episodes of Bluff City Law and he's like, the hell with it. I'm going to Rum Boogie.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to Rum Boogie and see if I see Jimmy Smits.
Makes sense to me.
Maybe he's just trying to hook up with the lawyers from Bluff City Law at Rum Boogie.
He is an ex-lawyer.
He's an ex-lawyer. He could be there like, hey, I'd like to get involved in this Straight and Associates thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my radio show's over by 11 a.m. I could be in the office by 11:30. No problem.
Yep.
Maybe he's trying to get a job with Straight and Associates, and he believes the best way to do that is to go to Rum Boogie and just wait for them to show up, because that's where they are every Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
I guess by that standard, you should probably go on Monday night as opposed to Friday night, but whatever.
Wait it out.
Whatever his motivation is, hope it works out.
Me too.
Be back in a second.
I know you've heard about my man, Dr. Keith Amadeo at Collierville Weight Loss, or you probably know somebody that is on the team over there, and I can see very clearly why and how they're betting 1,000, because it's an easy deal over at Collierville Weight Loss. There are no pills. There's no big workout program. Dr. Keith, he's going to let you do whatever you want for exercise. Collierville Weight Loss now has new body contouring laser light programs that he uses with his weight loss program. There's no downtime. There's no pain. Patients reduce inches fast. Every weight loss program is more than just a scale. Dr. Keith understands that, and he really loves it. It's his passion. He loves helping people avoid diabetes. He loves helping people avoid heart disease. Everybody is different, and what he knows is you don't ever want to go back to feeling tired and overweight. That is his goal out at Collierville Weight Loss. So if you want a no-charge evaluation, right now is the time to get that. There's no crazy diets, no surgery, no pills, no exercise. Give him a call today, 901-221-8964. Mention my name, John Martin, to get a discount on the program. That's 901-221-8964 or on the web, ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Basketball season is back. Hustle down to the Lander Center to see one of the best teams in the NBA G League. Single game tickets to see your Memphis Hustle are on sale now. Visit memphishustle.com today for tickets.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's going to eventually become a bigger problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you got a lintel problem, which is very common but also very bad. American Standard Foundation, though, here's the good news. They can fix it for you. They offer what is called a lintel lift. It's the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. And like I told you before, I understand if your instincts are to spot a possible problem and then just go, fingers crossed it won't get worse. I've done that before. But it's a dumb approach, perhaps always, but definitely with this specific problem, because once you see the cracks in the bricks above your garage, the real damage is on the way. Could be a matter of weeks, might be a matter of months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse, or you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home tonight, I want you to look above your garage and see if you see any cracks in the bricks above your garage. I hope you don't. That would be awesome. But if you do, contact American Standard Foundation today and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. You can do that two different ways. Website's asfoundationrepair.com. That's asfoundationrepair.com. Go check it, asfoundationrepair.com. Then click on the lintel lift tab or just give them a call. Old-fashioned way, 901-390-5568, 901-390-5568.
Time for another Action Network Flash. On Sunday, Kansas City hosts Houston, and Andy Reid's team is a four-point favorite. The line was bet down from Kansas City -8.5, with over 60% of the money on Houston. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Hey, hey.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, hey.
This is what we're thankful.
This is what we think,
I can't believe we made it.
It's a different thing.
Hey, ain't ever seen a crowd going, hey, hey, hey. Give me my check. Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad chick, bad chick. We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Bennett Doyle?
It is so smooth you can drink it straight.
So smooth you can drink it straight. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. It really is what I buy when I'm in the liquor store. That's a promise, hand to heart. And the reason is because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. I could buy a more expensive bottle of vodka while I'm in the liquor store. Why would I do that if I got a quality vodka that's reasonably priced? People subscribe to that way of thinking, evidence being that New Amsterdam Vodka is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, they offer a variety. Apple, grapefruit, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, New Amsterdam's got you covered. They got a gluten-free vodka, so make sure to pick up that bottle if you need that bottle. Next time you're in a restaurant, a bar, or a liquor store, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. 537, and I have confirmed Jeff Calkins' secret location.
Oh, you did?
It is not Rum Boogie.
Okay. Is it downtown?
No.
Okay.
But I shall divulge nothing else because it is his secret.
Okay.
I don't feel like it's my place to tell other people's secrets, although I've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
I've told other people's secrets before, but I'm trying to get better about that as I've aged, wiser with age.
Yeah.
So I try not to tell other people's secrets anymore. I just try to mind my own business, Bennett. I just sort of stay, just sort of focus on my own stuff and leave everybody else's stuff alone. I figure I got enough stuff to worry about. I don't need to worry about other people's secrets, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to speak on Jeff Calkins' secrets, but it appears to be it's work-related.
Oh, it's work-related.
And maybe one day you'll read about it. DailyMemphian.com. Meantime, ESPN has announced the special game picker for tomorrow, game day. Did you see who it is?
I saw who it is.
It's the great John Goodman.
Yeah.
Love John Goodman.
I love John Goodman.
Who doesn't love John Goodman?
No one. He's the best.
He's played incredible characters. Is his most famous character Walter from Big Lebowski? Is it the one, if you're John Goodman and you walk around, you just walk around, you just like, hey, I'm John Goodman and I'm going for a walk today, and people are going to recognize you because you're John Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
What is the thing he hears most often?
I mean, Walter is a good one. I still think Dan from Roseanne, just because of how long that show was on and how popular it was. I think that's what sticks with him a little bit more than Walter. But,
it's certainly,
but as far as movies go, it's probably Walter.
It's certainly, I would think, one of those two. He's either Roseanne's husband or he's Walter's object.
Yeah.
which is an amazing character.
Oh, one of the all-time greats.
Like,
I'll look it up as his IMDb right now.
Like, Lebowski is one of those movies that, like, everybody jerks off about. Like, oh, I love Big Lebowski, and they quote all the words.
Yeah, yeah.
But it really is, like, an incredibly quotable.
Oh, it's the best.
Still hilarious movie.
I watched it the other day.
Like, I don't have many.
It is like frat guy movie, though. I know what you're saying.
But it was also like it was released around, you know, I think when I was in college, 1998. So, yeah, it was released during my junior year of college. So I was very much of the age to, like, let's go out, come home, we'll put on Lebowski and fall asleep in the middle of it. But, you know, by this time next week, we'll all know every word, every word.
Yeah.
Like, you could quote everything from The Dude to Walter to like, it is a one of the great quotable movies from the 1990s. And I don't really have movies like on my DVR just, you know, recorded, because between Netflix and Hulu and HBO Go and Showtime, you can find anything you want to watch, you know. And if not, it's on Apple TV. You can just rent it for $4.99 or whatever it costs. But, like, one of the few movies outside of kids' movies for the kids, for the little dudes, that I do have, like, DVR'd is Lebowski. And it's not because, like, I, you know, wake up on a Friday morning and watch it. I don't. But, like, if you're ever just bored and you're getting stuff done around the house or you're trying to fall asleep, and it's not something you can actually pay attention to, but it is, like, you know, easy watching, and you don't have to pay attention to every moment because you already know everything about the movie, it's a perfectly reasonable thing to have on in the background. So, yeah, John Goodman will be the guest picker tomorrow. Is that going to be down in Baton Rouge?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Down in Baton Rouge for LSU and Florida. He was also Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, I mean, he was Fred Flintstone. He's
Fred Flintstone. He was a Blues Brother.
He was.
In 2000.
Yeah, late. The one no one cares about.
He was Santa Claus in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And he was also, like, did voice work for a bunch of really popular Disney movies. Like, he's Sully from Monsters, Inc.
How is it possible to be Santa Claus and Fred Flintstone and Roseanne's husband and the dude's bowling partner all in the same lifetime? That's a hell of a career.
It really is.
Who's had a better career than John Goodman?
I'm not so sure.
I don't know that anybody exists. I'm looking for he was in Raising Arizona.
Oh, I think that movie's on par with Lebowski, to be honest.
It's a great movie.
Uh-huh.
He was in, holy crap, he played Babe Ruth.
He did play Babe Ruth. Man, he has played some famous, how about that?
He played Babe Ruth, Santa Claus, Fred Flintstone, Roseanne's husband, and the dude's bowling partner all in the same career.
It's pretty unbelievable.
That's a hell, and he was a Blues Brother.
And he was a Blues Brother.
And he was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And now I'm just looking for stuff.
He's been a ton
and
of movies.
He was in Jungle Book 2.
I also remember him. He was the like dude who came in the pesticide dude in Arachnophobia. You remember Arachnophobia about the spiders?
I'm familiar with the I know that Arachnophobia was a thing.
Some of his earlier work.
I don't know that I watched it. He was in The Hangover Part 3?
He was in Transformers.
He was in Transformers? I don't think I ever saw The Hangover Part 3.
One of his recent movies, 10 Cloverfield Lane, that was good. That was a good one.
He was in 10 Cloverfield Lane?
He was a bad guy.
He played Howard Stambler? I don't know that one. I'm unfamiliar with that work. Either way, John Goodman, he'll be on game day tomorrow morning. The man who once played Babe Ruth, Santa Claus, Fred Flintstone, the dude's bowling buddy, and Roseanne's husband will be on game day tomorrow morning. I doubt I'll watch it, but if I remember.
Oh, I'll check it out.
And I'm in front of a TV. Will he do a Walter impression on game day?
No.
Will he stand up and scream, over the line?
I don't think so. I'm sure that they probably set a precedent before that thing. Like, don't ask him to do, like,
Market Zero.
Yeah, don't ask him to do a character.
He has to stand up and yell Market Zero. You think that's tough if you're an actor and you're constantly getting asked to do this thing? Like, does Sylvester Stallone get asked to do, like, Yo Adrian all the time? Or the Matthew McConaughey? Like, that's the one that every time somebody sees Matthew McConaughey, they go, all right, all right.
And maybe
that doesn't drive Matthew McConaughey crazy, but that it drives me crazy.
It drives me crazy for them.
Drives me crazy for him. Like if I were Matthew McConaughey and somebody walked up to me and be like, Matthew McConaughey, I'd be like, hey, what's up? And if they went, all right, I'd be like, you're such a nerd.
Yeah, F you.
Like, you're such a
nerd. Leave me alone.
You really think, like, you think I've heard that a million times, and you thought that would, what were you hoping to get accomplished by saying that to my face? Like, did you think it would impress me? You think it's funny? Like, it's unique? Like, what are you trying to get, what are you trying to get accomplished?
Like, no picture for you.
Like, Chappelle, like, runs into this all the time, I'm certain.
Oh, you know he gets Rick James, like, all the time. I bet that is the worst case of
people
that.
Walking up to Chappelle nonstop and being like, oh, look, Dave Chappelle, Rick James, bitch. Like, it must be a million times.
I would be willing to bet that's the one that gets it the most is Chappelle with the Rick James bitch.
I bumped into Dave Chappelle one time on the streets of New York.
You didn't do it, did you?
Here's exactly what happened when I bumped into Dave Chappelle. I walked out of my hotel. What's funny is he was at Comedy Club in Lower Manhattan the night before, and it's supposedly one of the all-time great nights at this, whatever it's called, the Comedy Store, the Comedy Cellar, or whatever it is, the one in Greenwich Village.
All right.
And he was there. I woke up and I saw it, like pictures from the night before. It was Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, Amy Schumer, Aziz Ansari. They were all there working out stuff that night.
Okay.
So I wake up next morning. I'm in New York. And I'm just reading about it. I'm like, oh, man, it would have been an amazing night to be there. There's no scenario under which I would have been there. Like, I was working. It wasn't like a missed opportunity. Like, I was thinking about going, then decided not to go. And, oh, man, I wish I would have gone. But it was like, oh, what a cool night that would be. So then I walk out of the back of my hotel, which is at 56th and 6th, and I'm going to get breakfast. And next thing I know, like, I walk out of the back, and I'm taking a right. And next thing I know, I'm walking down the street. Me and Dave Chappelle. He just happened to be walking and was in the exact same clothes that he was in the picture in from the night before. So he clearly just, like, stayed in New York City the night before, and he was walking wherever he was going. So, but we made eye contact at some point. And here's what I did. I went, what's up? And he went, what's up? And left it at that. I wasn't going to bother him, but I also wasn't going to hit him with a Rick James bitch, right?
That's pretty cool.
I just hit him with a what's up.
There was an interaction. We had a
moment, Dave Chappelle and I. But it would have never occurred to me to yell Rick James bitch at him, although I'm confident he gets that all the time. And I bet, if he's being honest, he hates it every single time. So maybe you shouldn't, to wrap this back to game day tomorrow morning, maybe you shouldn't ask John Goodman to scream over the line or Market Zero. But I'd smile if he did it, I guess. Be back with dinner to go.
Let's talk about service and promises. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, the oldest real estate company in town, celebrating our 150th year this year. Have you tried reaching someone for service recently? How hard has it been? Has someone sold you a product and you were disappointed? I've been there just like you. That is why my real estate business is based on satisfaction before, during, and after the sale. You may have heard the corny phrase, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Well, it's true. No rash promises, just a highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling, do yourself a favor. Always make sure and talk to 2 to 3 brokers and let me be one of them. I'm Shell Done Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support. It's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Now that Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, she's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop. I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people. Every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Going to a big football game? Walking around all day? Then you'll want comfortable shoes. Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Score a touchdown with a new pair of ultra-comfortable running or walking shoes from the New Balance Memphis store. At the New Balance Memphis store, we are the champions when it comes to getting you exactly the right shoes for your needs. Are you into walking or perhaps running? Whatever your style, we'll make sure you get the right shoes with the perfect fit. It's like having a personal trainer for your feet. Come into the New Balance Memphis store and give us a chance to earn your business. We've got the most sizes, the largest selection of widths, and the inspiration to get you moving. We'll make sure you have the perfect fit, and we'll treat you like the starting QB. Our job is to make sure your feet are happy. Visit the New Balance Memphis store, located in the Cordova Shopping Center on Germantown Parkway, behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Looking for a great breakfast in East Memphis or Germantown? This is Gary Parrish telling you to look no further than Stack's Pancake Kitchen, where they have delicious egg omelets and other favorites like shrimp and grits, French toast, breakfast egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, and my personal favorite, the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed in any of those things. One location, 4615 Poplar, basically Poplar and Perkins Extended. The newer spots at 7704 Poplar in Germantown Village Square, right across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. And remember, Stack's also caters. Check the menu, stackspancakes.com.
Staples gives your business more for less.
It's where I get more peace of mind knowing my ink is in stock. It's where I get more done with my day because I'm in and out fast. And where I get more savings since it's always low priced.
And right now at Staples, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off. Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, for all your business essentials and beyond.
Ends 10-12-19. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. You looking for a computer, high-end, low-end, middle of the road? Desktop, notebook, tablet, PC or an Apple product, whatever you want, they can get it for you. at Cooper Systems. They either got it, or they can find it, or they can build it. You just got to give them a call. 360-9679. 360-9679. You talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. You tell them I said hello. Then tell them what it is you need a computer to do. Because if you are playing CSGO, you need a gaming computer. That's going to cost one thing. But if you're just stalking your ex on Facebook, playing around on YouTube, you don't need $1,000, $2,000 computer for that. You can get that for a few hundred dollars. So get the few hundred dollar computer. It'll do everything you need it to do. Won't be able to do a bunch of things you don't need it to do. But ask yourself this question. Why would I need a computer to do a bunch of stuff I'm never going to ask it to do? Good question. 360-9679. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park. They're on the web, coopersystems.com. That's coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the ongoing debacle that is the NBA's relationship with China. Very difficult to summarize everything I think about this in a minute or two, but essentially the point I made today is that I understand why the NBA has buckled on this. It's a big, big business decision that, depending on how they responded to these escalated stakes, it could cost the league hundreds of millions of dollars, could cost individual players millions, millions and millions of dollars. I get it. We all draw lines about what we want to speak up on and what we want to stay quiet about, and often those lines are directly tied to what it might cost us, and the NBA has made a calculated business decision on that. I understand it. I don't know that I agree with it, but I understand it. What I don't understand is their decision to be censored by the Chinese government. Like, the Chinese government told the NBA, you can have your games here this weekend, but if you do it, no media availability. Your players aren't talking to any media. Your commissioner's not talking to anybody. I'd like to think that if I were the NBA at that point, I'd have said, that's just not the way we do things. We know how to be good business partners, and we will watch what we say going forward in the spirit of business, but you're not going to prohibit us the opportunity to say what it is we want to say. And if that's really where you're drawing the line, then we are going to, for lack of a better phrase, take our balls and go home. That they didn't do that, disappointing. But again, there's hundreds of millions of dollars at stake, and it's an obviously delicate situation.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game one, NLCS, Nationals, Cardinals, Busch Stadium, downtown St. Louis. It's the start of a seven-game series. The Nationals are minus 135 to advance to the World Series, even though they do not have home field advantage. So that's interesting, but they are underdogs tonight because it's Anibal Sanchez against Miles Mikolas. The Cardinals are minus 115 on the money line tonight. The total is 8. First pitch is set for 7:08. If you want to watch it, you can do that on TBS.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC.
All right, let's go.
It's a two-hour episode that starts at 8 Central. All right.
I'm ready.
I got one.
All right.
I did this myself.
Let's go.
Josh Niles and Amber Washburn live together in Sodus, New York, a quiet town just east of Buffalo. They had a son, Joshua Jr., and in October 2018, a nightmare came to life. Chaos in the streets. Josh was found shot, hiding under a car, bleeding, in bad shape, dying from his wounds. Amber, she was shot in the head. She was dead in her car with Joshua Jr., their little boy, right beside her, alive, but clearly in shock. What happened to this family? Who would do this? And why? That's tonight on Dateline.
Who we got? Let's go.
You know we had the GOAT last week.
I know we did.
It's hard to expect the GOAT to be there two Fridays in a row.
I got a good feeling.
Dennis Murphy report.
Oh,
son of a bitch. Dennis Murphy. Dennis,
come
where
on.
Can't even get Andrea Canning tonight? Dennis Murphy? I don't hate Dennis Murphy. I don't hate him.
That sounded like a GOAT storyline.
Pretty good. I read
like,
all about
it
this.
It sounded like the GOAT belongs on that storyline.
I agree with you. You want to hear Dennis Murphy preview it?
Yeah, let's hear it. You ready?
Yeah, go Dennis Murphy.
Sodus, New York was in lockdown.
Sheriff's office, anybody in here? Come out right now.
A manhunt was underway for an apparently stone-cold killer. There was Josh Niles, half under the truck where he tried to take cover. He'd been shot multiple times. Amber Washburn, his girlfriend, was dead draped over the center console of her car, which had come to rest in the driveway across the street. Right behind the murdered mom, very much alive, was Josh and Amber's four-year-old son.
I can still see the child in the backseat gripping his four-piece chicken McNuggets. I can see it vividly, so.
This story is so disturbing, you might question what kind of creatures we humans are.
I couldn't even imagine. Who?
As Josh and Amber's families wrestled with grief, somewhere out there was a killer still on the loose. But where?
Where? It's a fair question he asked, you know, it Dennis is, Murphy. Yeah, yeah. Where is this killer? I don't know. Starts tonight, 8 o'clock. That's Dateline NBC.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Jeff Calkins wrote a column about the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony last night. So if you haven't read that yet, go check it out, DailyMemphian.com.
What's on tap next week?
Well, we'll be dealing with the NLCS and the ALCS, Cardinals, Nationals, and Yankees, Astros. Grizz hosts the Hornets on Monday night. So we'll stay focused on the NBA preseason. Mike Norvell's Tigers host Tulane next Saturday night. Will they be undefeated entering that game or sitting there as a one-loss team? Be a busy week. Should be fun. Looking forward to it already.
Me too.
Me too. Enjoy your weekend. I'll enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ES.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.